开春了，李华和 Larry 正在商量种花种菜。今天我们要学两个常用语 Apples to Oranges 和 Penny Pincher。
Larry， 终于等到春天了，你说我们应该种点什么花呢？是玫瑰花还是杜鹃？
No way! Those are too much work. Let's plant a cactus so that we only have to water it once every couple of weeks.
什么？就为了省事，你居然要种仙人掌？你这也太雷人了吧！那还不如干脆懒到底，堆几块石头，弄个日本枯山水花园算了。
Oh, come on, Li Hua. A cactus garden is completely different from a rock garden. You're comparing apples to oranges.
Apples to oranges? 你不是说要种仙人掌吗？怎么又提到了苹果和橘子呢？
Actually, when you say that someone is comparing apples to oranges, it means he's trying to compare two very different things that aren't the same at all.
Oh, 我明白了。To compare apples to oranges, 意思呢，就是把两件完全不同的东西拿来相提并论。你是在说仙人掌花园和日本枯山水花园，这压根就是两回事。
Right, or say your favorite actor is a movie comedian, and my favorite actor only performs in Shakespeare Theater. Comparing the two would be like comparing apples to oranges.
Oh, 就是说，虽然两个人都是演员，可是一个呢是演喜剧电影的，另一个呢是演莎士比亚大戏的，这两个人啊就没有可比性了。
Exactly.
可是 Larry, 你别忘了，我今天早上把电话借给你用，所以啊，你欠我一个人情，你一定要听我的。种玫瑰，不要种仙人掌啦。
What? Borrowing your phone was just a small favor, but this garden is going to be a big project. You're comparing apples to oranges.
Larry, 你不是最喜欢草头娃娃吗？这种花也是一样啊，你就浇水上肥，乐在其中，你就当是在养宠物好了嘛。
李华， you're comparing apples to oranges. Plants and pets are totally different things.
好啦，我承认动物和植物确实有很大差别，可是起码有一点是共同的啊。
Really? What's that?
他们不会跟我吵嘴啊。Larry, 要不这样吧，种什么我们俩一人挑一半，怎么样？
That sounds good. I'm going to plant some tomatoes, carrots, and blueberries so that this summer I don't have to buy expensive fruits and vegetables at the store.
对耶，我们可以种菜，没想到你还挺会过日子的。
Well, you know, Li Hua, in this bad economy, we all have to be penny pinchers.
Penny pinchers? 这是什么意思啊？
Penny pinching is being very careful not to waste money. It means that you manage each penny very carefully.
Oh,Penny pinching 就是精打细算，这一分钱啊要掰成两半来花的意思。可是 Larry， 这种说法它到底是名词、动词还是形容词呢？
It can be any of those. I could call someone a penny pincher, or for another example, I could say that Todd really had to pinch every penny after his boss lowered his salary.
那好，我举双手赞成你种菜，这样啊，你就可以省下很多钱，然后带我去吃法国大餐咯。
Actually, Li Hua, that reminds me of another phrase. Penny wise, pound foolish.
Penny wise, pound foolish? 这里说的 pound 是英镑吗？
That's right. Penny wise, pound foolish means that you are careful to save little bits of money, but then waste large amounts of money.
哦，就是说啊，在小钱上精打细算，然后在大钱上大手大脚。小气鬼，你不会是拐弯抹角的拒绝带我去吃法国大餐吧？
Well, if I saved a little bit of money growing my own vegetables, but then wasted a lot of money on expensive dinner dates, I would be penny wise, pound foolish.
你不会觉得把钱花在女朋友身上是浪费吧？
Of course not.It's just that I'm pinching every penny so that I can buy you a really great birthday present.
生日礼物？哦，我猜一定是浪漫的仙人掌花园。
今天李华学了两个常用语，一个是 apples to oranges， 意思是风马牛不相及的两件事；另一个是 penny pincher， 意思是精打细算的人。